Let's change topic now and talk about Ovarian Cancer Research Foundation and Froctober. Lisa is here to tell us more. Hello.
Hi there, guys. How are you going?
Good. I can't believe we're talking about October, but it's like next week or the week after, isn't it? It's really soon.
It is. It's 9 days away, I believe. So here I am again, ready to frock up for another year.
Right. So you frock up each October for Froctober. Can you tell us what this is all about and why you do it and how you raise money?
So basically, I wear a different dress every day of October to raise funds and awareness for ovarian cancer.
Fantastic.
And, I also hold a raffle, which I sell down at the IGA, and I'm also selling from my work this year at Multicap Tasmania.
Great.
Yeah, I have so many people from around the community backing me with raffle prizes this year. It's not funny. My list is huge.
Cool.
It's amazing how many people are getting on board. Donations are already rolling in. It's fantastic.
Right. So have you got your outfits picked?
I have actually spent about 2 days over the weekend. That was my weekend job, picking all my outfits and getting them all organised.
Do you pick them from
7 days this year, so yeah, 7 different themes.
That's awesome. Do you pick them from your own wardrobe, or have you gone like op shopping? And
well, I'm reusing previous themes this year and bringing out a couple of new ones as well.
Ooh.
So
love it.
Yeah, but there are ones in there that have been donated, as well as that I've brought off friends and
Now, Lisa,
all over.
Froctober is very visual. Can anybody see you?
They sure can. They can follow me on my Froctober page on Facebook. It's Lisa's Froctober page.
Fantastic.
I put photos up every day and also links to my actual Froctober site page on their page.
Cool. Good to know. And you mentioned that the raffle was such a success last year. You're doing it again. How can people buy tickets in the raffle?
So they can come and buy tickets off of me, but I also have a few other places around town selling raffle tickets for me this year as well. So we can get them from Pommypool IGA on Valley Road. You can get them from the Oak Hair Bar in East Devonport. You can get them from myself down at Multicap Tasmania in Stewart Street. And you can also get them from the Swap and Sell Bookshop in the Fourways.
Awesome. There's so many options and ways that people can donate. If other people are wanting to get on board and participate in Froctober, is it too late to register?
No, not at all. You can register right up until the day of October.
Awesome stuff. Well, we're wishing you all the best. Thanks again for catching up with us. And we dare say we'll be seeing you down there on Valley Road, all dressed up from time to time.
I will be there on Saturdays and Sundays this year, just for a couple of hours on both days. And if I was going to pick a day to come and visit, probably pick Saturday, because that's the day that I'm actually going to bring out something really new.
Ooh, you're taking it seriously, that's for sure. Lisa, thank you for your time this morning, and we'll have to touch in with you toward the end of Froctober to see how you've gone.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.